This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa.
Hello.
How are you, darling?
Two questions. Number one.
All right.
I'll give you three scenarios. In 2009, I was informed I had type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure.
Okay.
So I was on glipizide and metformin and metoprolol. Don't like okay. glipizide, cause blurred vision. The metformin seems to do okay. One of the doctors didn't really pay me no attention, so I'm between doctors right now. Question is, over the past week and a half, I've been having pain on the left side of my foot, right at the fatty part, the ball under the toe, and on the heel, like tingling sensation.
Okay.
And I wonder if there's something I can use or take for that. I do take biotin, garlic, probiotic. Recently started that about, say, 3 weeks ago.
Hmm.
Eating habits haven't been the greatest. But I'm serious now about changing that.
Okay, good.
Include more fruits and veggies. 3 years ago, I was 30 pounds heavier than I am now. I still plus size. I still need to lose more weight. But 240 sounds better than, well, 252 is better than 287. So I'm proud of that.
That's right. That is true. So you're willing to make some changes. That's the key, right?
Yes.
And so the doctors now still have you on the medications, but you really want to come up with a new game plan. Now, have you started exercising at all?
Well, I walk every day.
Okay.
My vehicle is out and I haven't purchased a new one, so I do a lot of walking now.
And how long do you walk for? Maybe 30, 45 minutes? How long do you go out there for?
That was a blessing within itself in disguise. As opposed to riding everywhere, yes.
That's good. That's always a plus. All right, so coming up with a new game plan for the diet itself. So, you know, each one of your meals, three meals a day, couple snacks in between, are going to be important. Portion sizes are big, too, so you want to keep those relatively small. But you want to make sure you're getting in those good, lean, quality proteins, and you're eating good fruits and vegetables, and then your healthy fats. And you always want to remember that fats really are not going to make you fat. They're the good kind. And they're actually great for supporting your hormones. They're great for supporting getting the right kind of calories. They've got protein in them as well. So brain chemistry, I mean, there's a host of things of what the right kind of fats can do for your body. So all that's important. And with diabetes, you always want to make sure when you're eating your meals, one, that you're eating steady, you know, that you don't have a lot of gaps in between the meals, but then also that you have a protein, which is like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, something like that, along with a fat. When you eat those together, then whatever carbohydrate you have, it will help regulate the blood sugar. So fat and the protein helps regulate. Now, they both do. You can do one or the other, but it's good to always get all three nutrients in one meal. Now, if you do a snack, like, for example, let's say it's 10 a.m. and you're trying to eat something between that and lunch, you could do a handful of almonds or walnuts or something like that, and, you know, maybe an orange, because you're eating the whole food itself. and the little bit of carbohydrate you're going to get in the orange, the fat in the almonds or walnuts are going to balance that out. So that makes it a really good snack, and they work hand in hand together. So just in that respect, when you're looking at diabetes, that is a real big key. Now, with blood pressure and all, and swelling in the feet, you've got to be really careful. And I'd make sure you're working with your doctor on a regular basis so they can keep track of that. I do think, though, that the weight is playing an issue. Not having seen any of the tests and all, and your doctor's got to make that kind of call. But no doubt about it, your lifestyle is a huge, huge indicator of why you're dealing with all this. So coming up with a new game plan, I'm so proud of you. I'm just excited that you're ready to change, because I can't do that. You know, that's the thing. I can't force you, can't make you. No one else can. You have to make those decisions for yourself. And so we're going to have a brand new Vanessa before we know it.
Correct. But it starts early.
Right. It starts now with you making a decision you want to get well. And with you doing that, you just got to put one foot in front of the other. And don't look back. You remember what happens when people look back? There's an old story about how someone turned to a pillar of salt. You don't want to look back, girl. You want to keep looking forward and make it happen. And we'll do whatever we can here to support you along the way. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can also go online and shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And our preferred wellness providers are available, a great network of providers around the country that believe in nutrition and lifestyle-based care. Unbelievable on how they can take care of you, taking you from where you are to where you need to be. Jane, you're with us next. How can I help?
Hi. I have ulcerative colitis.
Okay.
And it's fairly well controlled.
Okay.
But it's about 6 or 7 years ago, I started having problems with my eye. And I have more trouble now with my eye than I do with the colon. And I'm wondering if there's something
related?
Some supplement, something. I know it's related. But I'm wondering if there's something I can do, something something different other than what you would take just for general inflammation. Is there anything that will cut, that will help with the inflammation that's eye healthy? Does that make sense?
It does. Eye healthy. Yep, it does. And so what are the main symptoms of your eye? It's bothering you, but what's going on?
I have chronic iritis and chronic retinitis. So I'll just wake up one morning and I can't see, and I go to the doctor and the macula is inflamed.
Yeah, one of the big that's a challenge. Your diet plays a role, stress plays a role, those two, okay? And so eating very well, cutting down foods that create a lot of inflammation, like the processed foods, grains, a lot of dairy products, get into what you're eating. That's the key. With ulcerative colitis, see, as you know, like we're talking about, it goes hand in hand. So cutting out gluten from the diet, it means all grains, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all of that. Cow's milk, dairy, pasteurized, homogenized, because the body has a hard time breaking that down. Probiotics can be very helpful along the way, too, because it's going to replace and put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. Got to set a good foundation. The foundation for everything in your body starts in the gut. And you probably already know that, but just a couple of reminders to help you with that. And I tell you what, I wouldn't get overly frustrated, because a lot of these things can resolve, and I'm sure your docs are going to work with you on that. But keep doing your research and keep pursuing health, because with the ulcerative colitis, that's your root. And by clearing that up, so much of your body is going to improve.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
I'm a big fan of animals, and dogs especially. I think they can be, you know, they call them man's best friend, woman's best friend, and they bring so much joy to our lives, and I really believe it helps people live longer. Having a companion of some sorts, even at that level, becomes like family. And so having your dogs around, can they be good for your health or not? Well, I think they're ultimately great for your health. But then there's the aspect of whether they're hypoallergenic or are you allergic to them? Do they create more allergies for your kids, for you? But, you know, the interesting thing is hypoallergenic dogs are no less likely to make you sneeze than other dogs. There's a new study out on this. So technically there's dogs that were created and bred to be hypoallergenic, which I think is ridiculous. But it's widely believed that hypoallergenic dogs produce less dander and saliva and shed less fur, making them a healthier choice for people with allergies. But a team at Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit found no scientific evidence that hypoallergenic dogs produce fewer allergens. The researchers examined dust samples from about 173 homes with 60 different breeds of dogs, including 11 breeds considered hypoallergenic. Samples were collected from the floor or carpet of the baby's bedroom 1 month after a newborn was brought home, and only from homes with just one dog. So researchers then analyzed the dust samples for the dog allergen CAN-F1, and there were no significant differences in allergen levels between homes and hypoallergenic dogs and those with other dogs. Studies published in the March issue of the American Journal of Rhinology and Allergy. That's always been a hot topic, whether or not you should get a hypoallergenic pet or not, and is that really going to make a big difference in your overall profile and deal with allergies? I mean, if you cut down the histamine and you increase your digestibility of proteins better, you're not going to be as responsive to the dander or pollen or anything else, any other kind of allergen for that matter. So, I mean, is it the chicken or the egg? I think with allergies, from the research I've done and seen, that it's so much more really to get down to the bottom line and make sure that you're breaking your proteins down and get to the root cause of the matter, rather than just being kind of out in the fringes and still working on the symptoms themselves. That's just a better route to go. With dogs, just get the dog that you like and that you love, and then create healthier lifestyle choices around, and you're not going to be dealing with the allergies anyway. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can also send me an email. Let's go to Dennis. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Man, I'm living well. What's up?
Well, I was having problems with my shoulder. Like, if I cough, I feel a pain, but if I sneeze, the pain's so bad that it pretty much draws my shoulder in.
Okay.
And I've went to my chiropractor, and she's can't figure out what it is. And I've done x-rays, and it's not showing any kind of bone damage or anything. So I'm just trying to figure it out.
Have you done anything to hurt it? Were you playing a sport or anything that injured it?
Golf,
tennis?
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Golf or tennis?
No, not really. I work at UPS. I do a lot of lifting and lowering of heavy boxes. And then in December, I was rear-ended.
Okay, got it. Well, then here's the deal, kind of the breakdown. You're already going to a chiropractic physician, which I think is smart because you have to realize that with the shoulder itself, the nerves that come out and innervate the muscles means that they go out and go into the muscles and control everything into the arm actually originate from the base of the neck. And so in a car accident, a lot of times you get, even though you might not feel whiplash or whatever, you still take the impact. And it can, and studies have shown that it really can decrease the disc height within the base of the neck. And so you've got to be careful with that because if nothing gets addressed, then, of course, they probably explain that to you. They can cause the issues to get worse. And, of course, it'll cause the function to decrease or decline within the shoulder. And that's not going to help anyone. So you might want to, I mean, hopefully they'll still be working on that. That's a big, big key with the overall process. I would also have maybe a physical therapist look at it because they can look at it from a biomechanical perspective and look at some of the muscles. Your chiropractic physician can look at that too. It just depends on how they're trained, whether they're trained more in extremities or not. But you'll want to have them look actually at the different aspects of the shoulder and see how the range of motion is and that sort of thing. So I would just, I would look into that make sure you have a couple of folks around you that creates a great team for that. The other issue, too, is from a nutritional perspective, vitamin D, which is a big player, and also boron and manganese can all play a big role in supporting a healthy shoulder. And if you get deficient at all through stress or poor diet or whatever it might be, then it can cause things not to work as well and can cause issues in that regard. So keep those things kind of in your pocket to look through along the way. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way into getting sick. But, you know, that's the good news. The good news is if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, then many times you can lifestyle your way out and get well, stay well, and live well. So the hope is that even though we might have messed some things up ourselves, we can undo that and make better choices, educated choices, with where we are. We don't have to be stuck. We can actually improve our lives simply by making new lifestyle choices. And no one else can do it but you. That's the cool thing. You can actually step up and undo a lot of the stuff that's going on in your life. So you've been diagnosed with something, don't freak out. Because help can be right around the corner. You just have to know what that is, what kind of choices to make, and then see a new you begin to pop up. But nothing's going to change unless you change. That's the key, and we help you do that right here on the show. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The New York Post summing it up with a one-word headline over Jussie Smollett's picture, liar. The actor arrested and now out on bond after a bogus claim he's attacked in Chicago by men wearing MAGA Make America Great Again hats. Police say his motive to drum up publicity for himself. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Smollett is out on bond after a court appearance on a charge of filing a false report. The Empire actor claimed he was assaulted by two masked men wearing pro-Trump hats who hurled racist and homophobic slurs at him. Cook County prosecutor Risa Lanier says the actor hired two brothers to help stage the attack.
Smollett stated that he wanted them to appear to attack him.
I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 103 points to close at 25,850. The Nasdaq down 29 and the S&P 500 down 9 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. We want to take you from where you are to where you need to be. But you have to be willing to make the change, and that is the key. Our food for the day are cherries, one of my favorites. A growing body of science now reveals that tart cherries, as either dried, frozen, or cherry juice, have among the highest levels of disease-fighting antioxidants when compared to other fruits. They also contain other important nutrients, such as beta-carotene, which is, of course, 19 more than they, times more than they have in blueberries or strawberries, vitamin C, potassium, magnesium, iron, fiber, and folate, which emerging evidence links cherries to many important health benefits, from helping you ease the pain of arthritis and gout to reducing risk factors for heart disease, diabetes, and certain cancers. Cherries also contain melatonin, which has been found to help regulate the body's natural sleep patterns, helps form serotonin, which, of course, helps with depression, and then, of course, can prevent memory loss and delay the aging process. I don't know about you, but all this sounds pretty darn good. A recent study from the University of Michigan reveals that new evidence linking cherries to heart health benefits, and the study found that a cherry-enriched diet lowered total weight, body fat, especially important belly fat, inflammation, and cholesterol risk factors, especially for heart disease. So get your cherries in. Really good for gout, but good for other issues as well. 888-283-7272 are the phone lines. They're open. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to take it as part of the show. Barbara, you're next with us on the show. Welcome.
I'm on as an advocate for a friend of mine who is very skittish about calling in, and I'm just worried sick about her.
That's okay. Let's talk about her. What's going on?
I tried to get her on night before last, and I wasn't able to get on that night myself. She has a heart condition. She has terrible attacks of gout, the last attack she had, she went to the hospital. And they wanted to take her toe off, and she slithered through that and didn't have it done. And she was on prednisone, and she said as long as she was on prednisone, the gout didn't bother her. But
right.
now she's evidently off the prednisone. She has a heart condition, and she only has one kidney. The other kidney is just not functioning at all. And she told me night before last that she had her toe was oozing and had a terrible odor from it, and I tried to tell her that that this could be gangrene setting in, and she takes oxycontin, I believe it is. And as I say, she has a heart condition. She also has ulcers. And so when you came on the other night, you were mentioning that a vinegar was good for bacterial like underarm deodorants and things like that. And I suggested that she get some of that and soak her foot in it to see if maybe that would, take the infection out of it. I couldn't get her to go on last night. And I just wondered if you can offer suggestions.
Are you more concerned about the... Now, has she been to her doctor through this process? Or just you and her talking?
No, she's been to her... She's going to the doctor just about all the time for something. But what I'm trying to do is to save her foot from being amputated. I feel like she's close to having that happen.
But have the doctors told her that?
Well, they...
I know they said they wanted to cut her toe off...
Yeah,
but they didn't do that.
Well, I'm just afraid that she's just letting it slide, and maybe she's got gangrene working on it now. That's what it sounded like to me. She said she had her toes spread apart with cotton, she needed to go to a podiatrist, I guess, because every time she walked, her toenails were cutting into her toes, and she can hardly walk. With the foot the way it is,
I would probably have. I mean, just my thoughts on this is to stay with her doctor, and obviously, if it is infected, then getting that under control. But if it's gout and that's what we're dealing with, then you got to look, she's got to look at, number one, looking at her diet, making some radical changes there, but also making sure that her body's breaking down the excess proteins, because if it's not, then it's building up these uric acid crystals in the joint, and that's what causes the gout, the gouty arthritis, to be so painful and to not really go away. And so there are some things that can help, but I'm with you. If it's infected, which it sounds like it is, they've got to get that under control. She needs to be on, obviously, some, if it's infected, antibiotics and the whole nine yards. So I'm surprised if it is infected, they don't have her on some form of treatment like that. Do they not?
Well, apparently not. I guess when she left out of there with the without having her toe amputated, I don't know. She's also has some constraints of low income. And I don't know. She said she knows that she's not supposed to eat things like ham and things like that. But she just doesn't seem to. I don't know what it is. Whether it's the drugs she's taking, she evidently just doesn't listen and doesn't seem to be aware of what she's doing to herself.
I would be real careful and steer clear. Even if she's dealing with some tough financial situation, maybe she can have some friends come along or whatever and help her. But going and get that, if it's infected, she's got to go to the doctor and have that treated. I mean, sounds to me like that's the first priority, regardless if she's already left and kind of gone and went against what they wanted. First, she needs to take a real hard look and listen to what they have to say, not go do her own thing, but actually get. Because when it gets to that level, her physicians are going to have the best advice, and it's even tough for me to even give it a thought, even without seeing it. The biggest thought I can give her, if you're asking me what to tell her or what to do, is to go back to her doctors, regardless, even if she has to find more of a faith-based clinic that will, you know, work with her financially. Because to leave it like it is and just hope for the best or look for something natural, that's not a smart move on her part at all. Like, I wouldn't even, that's not even in the realm of what she should be doing. She's got to go to get that handled, literally, to whatever level needs to take place, and then move forward with what she has left from there to come up with a good structured game plan. So that's kind of my thought, is to definitely go over there and get with her doctor immediately. That's what I think. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to Ed now. Hi, Ed.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Doc.
Yeah, sure. What's up?
I'm going to be 56 here in a couple weeks. Definitely a few pounds old. I have a hard time, I think, with some, as far as wanting to or desiring to get intimate. A certain amount of sex or whatever.
Right, I get it. So there's no desire, or it's difficult to make things happen?
Not difficult to make things happen, but once it does, the whole path.
Well, yeah, I mean, everything's tied together. So, I mean, if the relationship's not right and you guys aren't close and things are on good terms, then, you can throw intimacy out the window. Forget all that. It's not even going to happen. And especially from a woman's perspective, too. But, yeah, I mean, if you're frustrated and you got a lot going on, maybe where there's a lot of things kind of stirring up on the inside, your desire is going to go down, and the performance is definitely going to go down. How long has this whole thing been going on in a negative way?
Probably for a couple months. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Have you guys talked about it? Like, have you gone to any counseling or anything to try to straighten things out?
Sure.
Yeah, I would probably consider doing that, because I mean, a lot of times if you can't get things to resolve between the two people, it's always good to have a third party, and that's what a counselor does. That's so beneficial, is they become that third party in the whole equation that can really help kind of get things out on the table and really get you to understand, you know, where the breakdown is. I mean, have you guys had a good relationship for a long period and you're just kind of going through a phase, you think?
Yeah, I think it is. It's going through. I mean, I'm going to this thing, a keeper, and I definitely.
Are you guys married?
No, we're not married.
And how long have you been together?
A little over five.
5 months. Well, I can tell you right now, first and foremost, is to not be intimate until you get married is probably going to be your best bet. Nothing's going to make your relationship better until you build a solid foundation of trust. And it really does start by removing the physical part and focusing on the emotional and spiritual part together. Once that's strong, then the other will fall right into place.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Nobody else can do it for you. Friends, your family members, your coworkers, your wife, your husband. Nobody can make and take responsibility for your health but you. You have to make the change. So the question is, are you willing? Let's go to Becky now. Hi, Becky. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. I have my tongue. Everything sets it on fire. My mouth draws like I've had something bitter, and I'm getting hoarser and hoarser. It doesn't hurt in my throat. And my lips are getting to where they're like chapped all the time and cracking on each side.
Could be a couple of things. A lot of times when you have those kind of conditions, it can be nerve-related. So you might want to have that checked out. And when I say that, I mean, you can go to a neurologist. I think that's a good way to go. Family doctor, then you go to a neurologist typically. But you might want to have either an osteopathic physician or a chiropractic physician, or even a naturopathic physician, take a look at that. And they've got some great alternative means to be able to figure out exactly what's going on and come up with a good game plan. So could be a vitamin B1 or B2 deficiency, too. A lot of that can create burning and cause some cracking and whatnot within the mouth. So increasing your vegetable intake can be helpful. If that doesn't work, then you can look into the supplementation from vitamin B1, thiamine pyrophosphate, or riboflavin 5-phosphate, which is a derivative of vitamin B2. Hope that helps. Scripture for the day comes from Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And that is for sure. Dental visits now to ERs are on the rise. So Americans who turn up in the emergency room to get dental care really aren't lost. They're probably just running out of options. So according to a new report from the Pew Center of the States, more than 800,000 visits to the ER in 2009 were for toothaches and other avoidable dental ailments. People showing up in emergency rooms for dental is really your sign that your system is breaking down. Shelley Gershon said, who's the director of the Pew Center's Children's Dental Campaign, it's just not serving enough people. She said, in the symptom in crisis, in hard times, states often cut Medicaid's dental benefits, pushing low-income patients from the dentist office into the emergency room. But the shift from Medicaid reimbursements to hospitals is still costly to states, though the dental groups have long since said that ERs only provide temporary relief for dental emergencies and lead to recurring hospital visits, which can burden the taxpayers are spending it in the worst possible way, she said. For example, the report shows that in 2002, Maryland had a 12% increase in the rate of ER visits and also Medicaid reimbursements for private practice dentists. treating adult emergencies. Florida reported more than 115,000 dental-related ER visits in 2010, and in Oregon, a 31% hike of the ER cases among Medicaid enrollees over a three-year period. Access to dental care is also creating a surge in ER visits. Safety net facilities like community health centers are losing federal funding and are unable to provide comprehensive dental care. The report suggests several steps to alleviate this problem. States committed to serving more low-income people should ensure their Medicaid reimbursement rates are high enough to cover the cost of care. So that's catch 22. Do you use the hospitals or do you not? When you've got, I mean, my gosh, you get tooth pain, you're going to go. Regardless of what we've been going back and forth here in this article about the increase and this and that and the other, the bottom line is we're going to use whatever facility we have to get out of pain. That's just our human nature. But I do think we need to do something for reimbursements for the dentist because, I mean, you start cutting Medicaid, you start cutting down the reimbursement, you're going to get a poor quality of care. I mean, think about it. I mean, I don't mind. No dentist would mind giving some benevolence, for certain. But you start cutting the overall reimbursement, you're going to start getting some. The last thing I want working on me is a disgruntled dentist. Can I get an amen? Because I'm telling you, I don't like going to the dentist at all. Sorry, fellas and gals. I'm just not. It's just not my favorite place to go. Think you're great. Think you're awesome. But I just don't get real fired up about it. And I've had a couple of cavities in my lifetime, and it's just not fun. So I don't get real fired up about it. So you take a disgruntled dentist who's only going to get $15 instead of $80 because of my insurance, and he knows it, that's not going to be a pretty day. Last thing I want to do is be laying in that chair and have somebody with a bunch of instruments in my mouth trying to figure out and being real frustrated that my insurance ain't going to pay him. I'd be the kind of guy that would just pony up cash and just be like, look, man, take good care of my mouth. Just the way that I am. But it's crazy to think about that. But they're doing it with everybody. And doctors, it's happening with them. Physicians, happening with them as well. And it's going to be a challenge. It'll be interesting to see what happens. That's for sure. And, I mean, just in the middle of all of this, it's pretty intense. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Our preferred wellness providers, don't forget, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, nutrition and lifestyle-based care, and they are growing every single day. It's pretty exciting. Samantha wanted to know, she's in California, and she wants to know about getting a personal trainer. Now, I talk about personal training a lot. Matter of fact, Fitness Together is a great national chain, our chain that we... as our provider in Chattanooga. Phenomenal group of folks over there if you live in the Chattanooga area. But personal training is important. I think that everyone that embarks on any type of fitness routine needs to have a personal trainer, at least for a period of time. Maybe it be a month or 2 months, but you learn so much and your results are just phenomenal. You will double, triple the time and the results and not waste a lot of time. So I'm a big fan. Yes, I do think that's a smart move. Puts another hour in the charts. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years, because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.